What is your reaction to it as obviously a leader in the locker room here?
You know, Coach LeBron did what he thought was best for the team, and would give us a good chance to win. You know, and we all support that, and we back Mallet to the fullest. We have a lot of confidence in him that he'll come in and get the job done. For us as a line, it doesn't really change much, except for the fact that we know we have to all pick up our game. I think that's just something that we're heading into this bye week focusing on more than anything. But probably particularly that he's a different kind of quarterback. He's a true pocket passer. We know that we have to really clean up our pocket more and give him room to operate.
So actually the protection becomes all that much more important with him because he's probably not going to do a lot of improvisation.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, it's something that myself and the rest of us up front really took a close look at today and will throughout the week on our own. It's just being able to polish up our technique and clean the pocket up for the quarterback to operate even better.
What have you seen of him in practice that gives you reason to believe that he can handle this?
Well, he's very confident. For one, he plays a lot of confidence. He's very knowledgeable of the offense and what to look for in defense. You can tell he's a field general. He really takes control of everything and takes charge in there, the huddle, the line of scrimmage. And he has a big arm. I mean, he can make all of the throws. And so, like I said, I'm very confident in him.
Were you surprised when you were told?
Surprised? Not really. I mean, nothing really surprised me when it comes to this league. And, Coach LeBron made a decision that he thought, you know, would help us win and was the best decision for us, you know. So I wasn't very surprised. I've had a lot of fun playing with Fitz, you know, but, I support this decision and I will do my best to improve my game to help Ryan Mallet out.
Do you sense kind of a similar feeling here to when the decision was made last year to go from Matt to Case?
Nah. It's a totally different team, man. It's a totally different team. It's a totally different season. The feel around the locker room, even before that move was made last year, isn't the same. So I don't think it's a similar situation at all.
You couldn't call this a desperation move in your
opinion? Not at all. I don't feel like a desperation at all. We're very optimistic about our season and still being able to get accomplished what we sought out to do before the season started. And it's just a move that the coach made, and we're just moving on from
it. What are the challenges of adjusting to a new quarterback? What are the challenges of adjusting to a new quarterback?
Like I said, they're a little different in their abilities. From a lineman, you have to be able to protect first and foremost. But Mallet being a true pocket passer and probably not as mobile as Fitz, we have to do a great job of keeping our pocket clean and being able to pick up blitzes. And that's probably the main thing when I think about the two.
When this is about sparking this team, Bill made that apparent. He wants better production offensively. Is this going to help do that for you guys?
We'll see. I'm not a quarterback expert. I'm not a offensive coordinator. I'm left tackle. So, you know, all I can do is do my job better and focus on that. We'll have to wait and see what happens.